And it is now time to check sports. We checked sports today with Mike Causey. First off, because there was racing yesterday, there's racing today, there's racing this weekend, a big weekend. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, you're a little choppy, so that's all right.
All right. You're crystal clear, so how'd you do yesterday?
I won't know till today. They didn't run till today.
Oh, that's right. They run today.
Doing them the day before.
Yep. Well, the weather does the weather still look the same?
Yep, it's supposed to rain there today and a little bit of rain tomorrow. So it all depends how much rain they get tomorrow, if they can get the track wet or not, ready or not. We're going to do it as if the track has a little moisture in it. So here we go.
The tenth
race tomorrow is the Grade One Churchill Downs Sprint, 7 furlongs. 8 horses pre-entered for this race. 3 horses I'm looking at. 1 coming off a layoff is the 1, Aloha West, on the rail. This horse is 2 for 2 in the wet. Last time this horse ran, it won the Breeders' Cup Sprint back in November at Del Mar. Horse is working good at Churchill Downs for Wayne Catalano. 7-2 morning line. Have to use this horse. The 3-horse Jackie Worry is going to be the favorite. I think there's other speed in here to make her vulnerable. I'm not going to use her at all. 2 other horses I'm looking at. 1 is the 6-horse Prevalence, a 6-1 morning line for Brendan Walsh. This horse just won the Commonwealth at Keeneland on a sloppy track, so this horse moves up in the wet, being 1-1. And rounding it up with the 8-horse Cezanne, trade by Todd Pletcher. Never been on the wet, but this is horses by Curlin out of a Bernardini mare, so the horse will like a wet surface, and this horse is training good for the race as well. So we're going to go with a 1-6-8 box in the 10th race tomorrow at Churchill, and that race goes off at 4:30. The race right after that is the 11th race, goes off an hour later. It's a Grade One Turf Classic, 1 1/8 on a turf. Whether they get the main track ready or not to be fast is irrelevant here, because this is grass, and there will definitely be moisture in the grass. It'll definitely be soft. That being said, 3 horses I'm looking at. 1 is the 4-horse Tribuvan, trained by Chad Brown. This horse is the speed. He's going to go in front as far as he goes. Again, you're going to have to see how that turf course is playing. If speed's good, this horse is a use. If speed's no good, it's going to be a total toss-out. That being said, the 2 horses I like best in this race are the 1-horse and the 8-horse. The 1, Ivar, and the 8, Adamo. Ivar was last seen in the Breeders' Cup Mile in November. The horse ran a nice 3rd, has run decently on and off track. If you go back in his past performances to when the horse ran in Argentina in a very heavy turf track, this horse won by 2 and 6 lengths. So you have to do a little digging. You'll find the past performances you want. This is a grandson of Sunday Silence, who runs on everything. Ivar is going to be my top pick in this race. And the 8-horse, Adamo, trained by Chad Brown, another horse coming from France, ran 1 time this year in February at the fairgrounds, ran 2nd, needed the race, being off for several months. Again, this horse is off again for almost 3 months, so I don't know if this horse is going to be in top shape or not. Therefore, that's my 2nd choice. So in the 11th, the 1, Ivar, and the 8, Adamo, are my 2 plays in that race. Brings us to the 12th, the Kentucky Derby. Post time for this is 3:03. Again, 20 horses line up in here, and I'm going to be in a couple of different places in this race. The 18, Tawny Port, won the Lexington at Keeneland about a month ago. Prior to that, all the races came over Polytrack. This horse made the transition from poly to dirt very well. I expect this horse to run big and run late in the Kentucky Derby tomorrow. That's the 18, Tawny Port. 30-1 doesn't scare me. Going down inside a little bit to the 6-horse Messier. This is one of Bobby Baffert's old horses, trained over to Team Yachtin. Was a little short, in my opinion, in the Santa Anita Derby, but had already accumulated enough of points to make the Kentucky Derby. So I don't think this horse was primed for that day. I think this horse will be primed tomorrow. Baffert, Yachtin, whatever you want to call it, has 2 horses in here. The other horse, Taiba's getting all the ink because the horse won the Santa Anita Derby. I'm totally tossing that horse out. Messier's the old Baffert horse, I think, has all the juice going in him tomorrow. And I don't mean juice as far as the legal stuff. I mean be ready to run. The 14, Barber Road, in the Arkansas Derby. We're in a very troubled second. Cyberknife won the race. That horse is getting all the ink going into the Derby. But if Barber Road was clean, I was almost positive that Barber Road would have beaten Cyberknife. This horse goes to post at 30-1. So far, two 30-1s and an 8-1 shot. My top pick's going to be a 20-1 shot. That's the 7 Crown Pride, the Japanese horse. Japan ran very well last year in the Breeders' Cup, ran very well in the big races in Dubai, and I think this is the time the Japanese win the Kentucky Derby this year. Horse is training very, very well at Churchill Downs this week. This is another grandson of Sunday Silence. This horse will be able to run on wet, dry, doesn't matter. I think Crown Pride's really going to open up a lot of eyes tomorrow, and that's going to be my top pick in the Derby. So the 7 Crown Pride with the 6 Messier, the 14 Barber Road, and the 18 Tawny Port is going to be my plays in the Derby tomorrow.
Right now, we continue on with our check on sports after we got Mike's update on the Kentucky Derby and the races this weekend. Once again, the Amazons are at it. The Amazons erased a deficit that was amazing. They had a 7-run rally in the 9th inning to win their game. And that rally concluded like this.
And Starling unloads one deep left center. Back to the warning track goes Herrera near the wall. It's off the base. Here's Nimmo around third. He'll come in to score and the Mets take the lead. Unbelievable! Starling Marte with his third consecutive hit drives in the go-ahead run with a double, and the Mets with 7 runs in the 9th lead it 8-7.
The best thing you can say if you're a manager of a club is that your team plays hard every night for 27 outs and you're rewarded with comebacks like this.
The Mets.
Snoop, what are we doing
the
today?
The Mets. What a year they're having. The Yankees also having a good year as well. We'll take a look at the rest of the Major League Baseball scores that concern the races that our teams are in. The Angels beat the Red Sox by a score of 8-0 yesterday. And the Blue Jays fell to the Cardinals 6-5. Of course, the Mets with that big inning win 8-7. 8-7 last night over the Philadelphia Phillies. The Rays beat the Mariners by a score of 4-3. Let's move on to the NBA. Miami Heat and Philadelphia 76ers will be playing today. Phoenix Suns and the Dallas Mavericks will be playing today. And in the National Hockey League, the Rangers, they came back after losing that triple overtime game. They defeated Pittsburgh 5-2. That series is tied 1 game apiece. Florida downed the Washington Capitals by a score of 5-1. That series is tied at 1 game apiece. Colorado beat Nashville 2-1. Colorado leads that series 2 games to none. The Dallas Stars over the Calgary Flames 2-0. That series is now tied up at 1 game apiece. But, going back to Major League Baseball, it really is absolutely one of those years that you just... We in New York haven't seen it in a long, long time. Not since the Yankees and Mets played each other in the World Series. And that is, it really looks like we have 2 good ball clubs this year. The Yankees have a 2.5 game lead over Tampa Bay, 3 over Toronto, 8.5 over Baltimore and Boston. And the Mets have a 5.5 game lead over Miami, 6.5 over Atlanta, 7 over Philadelphia, and 9.5 over Washington. So, we are just being blessed with some good baseball and some good teams. So we still have active in sports, the Rangers in hockey, and of course in baseball, the Yankees and the Mets. So if you're a New York fan, you're feeling pretty good about yourself right now. That is our check on sports this morning on Robin Hood Radio.